So this evening we are like we like to continue where we left off. You recall what we looked at the word last week? I think last week was an important word that we want to become the resting place of the Holy Spirit. Can you still remember last week? We say that it is very important to have an eye for the Holy Spirit, right? Can you all still recall that?
Yes.
Is it warm? No. There was an example in the Bible that gave an example of an eye for the Holy Spirit. When I have my quiet time and I prepare for sermon, sometimes I write down in the handphone. Sometimes I write down everywhere. So I forgot this one point. You know, in the Bible, there's an example of a man who has an eye for the Holy Spirit. Remember Moses, he was in the wilderness? Yeah. In the wilderness, it is quite normal to have bush that got burned. It's quite normal because it's hot. So everywhere you have burning bush, right? But it took a Moses to have an eye for the Holy Spirit to recognize, hey, that bush is different. That bush is burning, but it did not burn. There is fire, but it doesn't burn the bush. It's a normal thing. But it took a Moses to realize, hey, what's that? And because he looked at the burning bush, God called him. Many people would have missed out, you know. Do you know that? Many of us, because it's a normal thing. Every day in the wilderness, you see, oh, burning bush lah. But it took an eye for the Holy Spirit, and Moses did not miss that encounter with God. Isn't that amazing? Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Are you all okay?
Yeah.
See, you all are very all deeply into the handphone. I hope it is the Bible you're looking at, not some games. Some people are at the back, oh, very like intense reading the word, but actually they are pressing something. Shooting. So it's not the word of God, it's shooting the devil, is it? Using the
hand.
Huh? I recall there was one time when we were ministering in a church during the altar call. We asked people to come up, you know, and I don't feel led to pray or what, but I just say all of us, we come and we kneel down and pray and respond to God, and there was God's presence in that place. And then my wife was also asked my wife to pray, and she also prayed, and there was the presence of God in that place on that day. And very interestingly, on that day, you know, I also asked my wife to come forward to pray, and she was with me near the altar there. So interestingly, we went back home and we had a very interesting conversation. We said, hey, during that time, thank you. That's the reward for And we had an interesting conversation. We said, hey, just now when there was the presence of God, do you smell something fragrant? I said, I also smell something fragrant. Then I said, then we were very honest, like, we don't bluff each other. Man. So my wife and myself, but now you actually, we also know, there's an air refreshener at the place there. Even though God's presence was very strong, we know that sometimes we can feel the fragrance, right? But I say, maybe it's the air refreshener. Okay, so we were very honest. We didn't cheat each other. So we said, yeah lah. But the presence, we acknowledge God's presence was strong, but the fragrance that we smell probably came from the air refreshener. You know, that one is a time interval, and certain minute, psh, you know that, right? Psh. Maybe at that time when God was moving, it was psh. So we smell very fresh. Well, at that time, I thought, wow, could it be the smell of the fragrance? I'm telling you this because it's possible that, brothers and sisters, we have spiritual senses, okay? We should not be confused between natural smell and supernatural smell. Okay? What we smelled that day was natural. I'll tell you another story. There was a man of God, a servant of God, who is now gone home to be with the Father. So one day he and his wife was in the airport. You know, they took the luggage, they walked out the luggage, they brought the luggage, they were heading out from the airport. I heard this story, I don't know this man of God. So he suddenly stopped. Then he asked the wife, hey, you take care of the luggage. Then he said, okay. Then the man of God went back to where all the crowds were. He was like circling around. He circled, like walked in a circle and then horizontally, and he was walking there. Then suddenly he stopped at a man. He had a small chat. He hugged him and then he left. Then he went back to the wife. The wife said, who was that? Then he said, I don't know. But when I walked past him, I smell a fragrance that I only smell in the throne of God. And I knew that was a man of prayer. Wow. It takes one to know another. Do you know what I mean? This God servant was a man of prayer who spent time before the throne of God. And when he spent time there in his private prayer, he smelled what is it like in God's presence. So in the place of airport, when there were so many people, he walked past, hey, he recognized that smell. Not everyone has that smell. So he quickly gave the luggage and went to find, where is that man? And he didn't know that man. He just talked to him, he hugged him, he knew, this is a man of prayer. Isn't that interesting? It tells you and me, there are so many levels of knowing God that we should aim for. We should not think, oh, now I'm very good. Sometimes we have that mentality. Paul also warned himself, I have not attained it, but I press on. Right? So in our lives, we should continue to press on. That is a very beautiful example that all of us have. They are all our spiritual senses. As long as you have natural senses, you can see. Can you see, Benji? Can you hear? You can, right? And in the spirit, you and I also have senses or sensation. In the Bible, you and I are called to walk in the spirit and you will not fulfill the lust of the flesh, right? You all remember that verse? But how do we walk in the spirit? The Holy Spirit often speaks to us, often communicates with us using all kinds of senses. And this evening, I want to share with you a few spiritual sensations that the Holy Spirit can be using in your lives and in my life. But sometimes we missed. You know, we say we want to develop an eye for the Holy Spirit. But we miss because we do not recognize those sensations that we feel actually originated from the Holy Spirit. Correct? Not? Like what I say? You may be thinking it's just a normal bush. You may be thinking it's just a normal sensation. You may be thinking you walk there through the airport, you smell something, you thought, oh, it must be somebody's perfume, right? It must be somebody's perfume. But if you have an eye for the Holy Spirit, if you really have an eye for the Holy Spirit, you can recognize, hey, this is not something normal. The Holy Spirit is communicating something to you and to me. Amen? So, number one, we don't limit ourselves. Some people, they say, I'm a seer. You know what is a seer? Seer means one who can see. See in the spirit. I'm a seer. I don't hear one. I don't smell one. Do you do that with your natural senses? Oh, I'm a seer. I don't hear. I don't smell. But we limit ourselves like that, right? Huh? I can hear God's voice. I cannot see vision. I cannot one. Have you ever said like that? Strange, right? Try to close your eyes and live your life one day. I cannot see vision. I'm the hearing type one. Hearing type one. So okay lah, you hear in your mouth, so you and then you just hear. We limit ourselves, right? In the natural, we don't limit ourselves. In the natural, you have to see, you have to hear, you have to taste, you have to smell durian and everything, right? Every week must say durian, right?
So I smell.
You are the smeller, right? So you walk around smelling. So in the service, you will smell.
Someone eat durian.
So I'm the smelling type. No. In a spirit, in our spiritual walk with God, we should never limit ourselves. Oh, I just see, I just hear, I just smell. Let's open our spirits, alright? We want to develop a relationship with the Holy Spirit. We want to have an eye for the Holy Spirit. We should say, Holy Spirit, I want to see, I want to hear, I want to smell, I want to feel. Amen. So this evening, let's look at a few spiritual feelings or sensations. Okay, number one, if you're writing note, there is a kind of spiritual sensation called sighing, S-I-G-H, to sigh. Okay, your natural self, you sigh, right? That is sigh, eh? But in the spirit, in your spirit, the Holy Spirit can also sigh through you. Mark chapter 7, verse 34. In case you say, oh, this one don't know, where are we going? Where got such a thing on sigh? Let's look at Mark chapter 7, verse 34. Can someone read Mark chapter 7, verse 34?
Looking up to heaven, he took a deep breath and said to him, Ephphatha, that is, be open.
Oh, what version is that?
Basic English
version. He looked up to heaven and he took a deep breath, is it? He took a deep breath, is it? If you have a New King James version, you will read that. Then looking up to heaven, he sighed. Who sighed? Who sighed? Who was that there? What story was it? Mark chapter 7. Jesus sighed. Hello? Jesus sighed. The Greek word for sighing is stenazo. Okay? It means to sigh or to groan. Stenazo, S-T-E-N-A-Z-O. Jesus sighed. So it's the feeling in your spirit. And this one is very important that you and I must recognize. You know, when Jesus sighed, when he looked at he was healing a deaf and a mute person, right? Mark chapter 7. He didn't like, sigh. We sigh because that's the natural sigh. Today is a tired day. Today is a raining day. But when Jesus sighed, it was a spiritual sensation. He sighed. He caught, he recognized it was a spiritual feeling. And this is very important for people who are in the intercession, who has an intercessory calling. But okay, don't get this wrong. Every one of us, we are called to pray and to intercede. Okay, don't say only the intercessors pray and intercede. Everyone is called to intercede. Amen. So if a person who is always praying, he should recognize the sigh. Sometimes you will feel a sigh, and that sigh is a prayer burden. It is a burden, it is a groan inside you. Sometimes it feels like a pressure inside. You know, you feel an internal sorrow, a deep anguish. And this sensation appears in your spirit, but it is generated by the Holy Spirit. It is a signal for us to pray. Have you ever experienced that? Maybe we haven't recognized that. Have you ever experienced that? Every person experiences it differently. I remember sometimes when I try to sleep, very tired, should sleep, but you don't feel like sleeping. You feel something inside. What is that? Maybe you rush to watch TV. I try to help myself to sleep, well, read Bible or do whatever. Right? Could it be that it is a spiritual sensation? It's the stenazo. It is your spirit sighing. It is a burden that God, the Holy Spirit, is generating. The signal gives to you. This is a burden to pray. Go and pray now. You find yourself, now there's a sigh inside. So you go, you should recognize, you should learn to recognize it. Not enough to recognize, but you should also respond. What's the purpose? People talk to you, you respond, right? Correct or not? Am I right? Like I talk to Benji, hey Benji, come. I give you this drumstick. Okay, it's not chicken drumstick, but it's drumstick, right? Benji, I give you a drumstick. And he said, he's just like that. What's the point? I said, I want to give you something. I'm talking to him. Oh, he said, I'm so happy today. Pastor Benjamin, talk to me. What's his response? Sitting there. Benjamin, come, I give you a drumstick today. It's for you, it's a present. Yay, finally Pastor Benjamin talked to me. Is that your response, you know? Yay, finally God spoke to me. We must respond, right? What is that message that God is giving? What that signal is? a burden to pray, stenazo, okay? We should quickly run to our prayer closet and begin to pray. We must respond correctly. Mark chapter 8, verse 12. Mark chapter 8, verse 12. Again, Jesus sighed deeply in his spirit. He said, "Why does this generation seek a sign? Assuredly, I say to you, no sign shall be given to this generation." He sighed. He sensed an internal anguish. He said, "Why this generation seek a sign?" Okay, so you must recognize. Have you ever woken up at night having a kind of anguish? You know, in the middle of the night, you woke up with a sensation like that. Or in the middle of the day, when you work, there is a sigh. It's not necessarily your "hey," but in your spirit, you feel a pressure, a deep anguish, an internal sorrow. God is knocking on your door. God is speaking to you. He's trying to get your attention to turn aside and pray. To let go of whatever you're doing, you respond and you pray. Amen. Are you following me? Hallelujah. So this stenazo is not a prayer. It's a burden to pray. God is a signal. Don't say, "Oh, the Holy Spirit is praying through me." No, it's a signal. Go and pray. Okay, go and pray. Romans chapter 8, verse 23. Who can read Romans chapter 8, verse 23? Romans chapter 8, verse 23. Anybody has found Romans 8,
23? Not only that, but we also who have the first fruits of the Spirit, even we ourselves grow within ourselves, eagerly waiting for the adoption, the redemption of our body.
Even we groan, in the Greek is the same word, stenazo. Even we ourselves, stenazo within ourselves. You see, sometimes we have a burden inside, we long for something. Here they are talking about that all creation are groaning for the sons, for the manifestation of the Son of God, right? But he said, not only them, but we who are the first fruit of the Spirit, we who are God's children, we are also groaning. We are longing for all Christians to be mature, to reach a higher maturity, to walk in a deeper walk with God. So sometimes you feel, how you long for that. That one is also a sign. Hi, how I wish I can be I can be more committed. How I wish I can. So that feeling you have, you should bring it to prayer. You should not let it stop there and say, "Hi, that what was originally a spiritual sensation? I long there is a deep longing." Then you suddenly respond in your natural self, in your flesh. Cannot one lah. From a spiritual side, you say, "I've waited for so long already." What could be the Holy Spirit generating a signal to you? I want to reach that destiny, the prophecy that has been given to me. Here, right, Romans 8, they are groaning for the maturity, groaning to be for the adoption, the redemption of our body. Cannot reach one life. It's impossible. Then you respond naturally. So we should recognize it and respond correctly. I'll give you one more verse, 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 4. I read for you. "For we who are in this tent in our body groan, being burdened." The word burden, that being stenazo, not because we want to be unclothed, but further clothed, that mortality may be swallowed up by life. It is always a longing for something, a deep anguish, a burden inside you. And the equivalent for stenazo in the Old Testament, the Hebrew word for stenazo is anak. I give you one verse in the Old Testament, Ezekiel chapter 21, verse 6. Okay, so it's complete, so that you know that these are all in the Bible, not I create myself, right? Everything has to be back to the Bible. Amen. Ezekiel 21 verse 6, it says, "Sigh therefore, son of man, with a breaking heart, and sigh with bitterness before their eyes." He's calling them to sigh, to pray. With that burden that you carry, you pray. Amen. So how important it is, if you want to walk in the Spirit, we should recognize spiritual sensations. Ezekiel 21 verse 6, you have all the verses just now. I repeat, Mark chapter 7 verse 34, Mark chapter 8 verse 12, Romans chapter 8 verse 23, 2 Corinthians chapter 5 verse 4, and Ezekiel 31 verse 6, in case you want to take down notes and you can go back and refer to them. And when you respond to this alert, you know what is alert? Teng tong, teng tong, teng tong. When you respond to this alert, hello, imagine you and I could be saving someone's life. You and I could be saving your life. Maybe God, you could be responding to a burden and you could save someone's life. I recall a testimony. I don't know whether you remember, there's this man who fell from the airplane. He came to Malaysia one. His name is Mickey Robinson. You see his face is all mashed up. You know, he's all mashed up, but he's okay. It's just his eyes bulging out and all that. He fell down from the plane. He said, some parts of the world, there was a traditional Christian who every day faithfully prayed a list of names. During the time when he fell from the plane, that person was just faithfully praying, Jesus, please pray. I remember, pray for Benji. Remember, please remember Ochi, whatever she's doing today. God bless her. Whatever, pray for Monica, pray for Rosie. She was just going through the list. In the middle of the list, there was this name, Mickey Robinson. He says, pray for Mickey Robinson. All of a sudden, the Holy Spirit generated a burden inside it. That traditional Christian, not a charismatic, he was convulsing his body, and he was like, suddenly had a burden, and he prayed. Tears was falling down. Suddenly, he didn't know what was happening to Mickey Robinson, who was falling down from a plane, who was not saved yet. But because of the prayer, he was saved. He didn't die, and he met Jesus, and he became a Christian today. He's a preacher. He also also teach about prophetic things. Amazing. So, don't despise. Sometimes we pray, just pray, God, please remember this person, bless this person, forgive or whatever. Sometimes the burden comes there and then. You do not know. We are only open to the Holy Spirit, right? We have an eye for the Holy Spirit, but you must make room and make time for the Holy Spirit. When you make room, make time for the Holy Spirit, you open your eyes and the Holy Spirit will send signals to your spirit. And we have to recognize and respond correctly. Amen. Are you still with me? Yes. That is very important if you want to flow in prayer, in intercession. Number one is stagnazo. Tell the friend on your left, on your right, stagnazo.
Okay.
S-T-E-N-A-Z-O.
S-T-E-N-A-Z-O.
Greek word, Okay, tell your person to the left, to your right, stagnazo. Nobody's telling. Tell your friend, stagnazo. Okay, one time is enough. The next one is embry-mau-mai. Try again. Embry mau mai. Embry mau mai. E M B R I M A O M A I. E M B R I M A O M A I. That is to groan. I know it doesn't help, but why not? Learn some Greek. Learn some Greek terms is very good, right? Then suddenly you can go embry. Tell someone. Embry mau mai. Wow, what time is it? I can interpret the time. Embry mau mai, to groan. Okay, embry mau mai is to groan. Just now is to sigh, and now is to groan. Are you still following me? Okay, to groan. Just now is to what? Sigh. Now is to groan. John chapter 11. Who can find John chapter 11? This is the account of Jesus raising Lazarus from the dead. Remember Jesus who raised Lazarus from the dead? John chapter 11, if you have found it, someone read John 11 verse 33. John 11 verse 33. Who has found John 11 33?
Therefore, when Jesus saw her weeping, and the Jews who came with her weeping, he groaned in the spirit and was
troubled. You see, Jesus groan in the spirit. What would the people during his time say? Jesus embry mau mai in her spirit, in his spirit, and he was troubled. Wow. Embry mau mai in the spirit. That's not Jesus stagnazo. Jesus sighed. That was a burden to pray. And now here Jesus embry mau mai. Emri Mamai. That's verse 36, right? You look at verse 38. Again, Jesus groaned. Then Jesus again groaned in himself. Do you see verse 38? You go down two verses. Jesus again groaning in himself came to the tomb. It was a cave and a stone lay against it. When they brought him to the tomb where Lazarus died, he groaned inside him. Do you see that? The Greek word for groan there is embry?
Maomai.
It is a feeling of indignation coupled with authority. Anybody knows an angry horse? An angry horse, what will the sound it make? It will snort, right? Yes. An angry horse who snort, that's the same root word. He's feeling with an infusion of inward groaning, a sense of indignation. It is a mixture of anger and authority. Many of us have experienced this but did not recognize this. Listen to me. Those who recognize this embry maomai usually will be able to activate the gift of faith. You have the nine spiritual gifts, right? One of which is gift of faith, right? Gift of faith is usually activated by embry maomai. You groan inside. You are angry and you are filled with authority. Like Jesus. He saw, he said, no, he was groaning against death. Lazarus died. He was groaning against death. It was a mixture of anger and authority. And he called out. Because of that, it produced a great miracle, which was resurrection from the dead. So the gift of faith is meant to do a lot of mighty things. Gift of faith, you are supposed to move mountain, right? I don't know if you have felt it before. You know, sometimes I see something. Yeah, there was one time I looked at my doctor who was coughing. Right, coughing many times. Then I then pray and then still coughing. And then I was up. She just woke up. Then she was coughing. Then I was up. I was in the bathroom. And then in my heart, suddenly I felt embry maomai. In my heart, I groan. Not really groan. I say, God, how can it be? We have been praying for her so many times. What is wrong? How should I pray for her? It suddenly came out like an anger, but coupled with authority. Have you felt like that before? You see your spouse, your children or something or an event happening again and again. Cannot be. Why is this happening so many times? Anger rose up, not a bad anger. Anger rose up with authority and suddenly I felt a leading inside me to go down, lay hands on my daughter. I said, ask my wife together, we pray together. And I forgot, I have an impression to pray this way. I say, I just pray, I command the healing of God to flow or something. And amazingly, that day, I testified to my doctors and I told them, I say, you know why today, Marisa, suddenly the coughing has left her? Because it activated the gift of faith inside me. It was not healing, but it was a gift of faith. So, you have to understand how gifts operate also. Sometimes it has to do with your sensation in your spirit. You see, if you can recognize it, you can use it, you can participate, you can cooperate, and respond correctly. It triggers the gift of faith. And whenever the gift of faith is triggered, it will trigger great miracles. Of course, that healing, the cough stop may not, in our eyes, be a great miracle, but we start somewhere. Don't say, wait until I really then do something, that earthquake. We must start somewhere. Amen? So there is embry maomai. Sometimes you get angry over something and there is a feeling of authority. I must do something about this. And you speak and ask God, what should I do? And when you release that, you trigger a gift of faith. The declaration that you release carries power, carries the potential to release miracles. Amen? The third one, taraso. Every kind of feeling. Not taraso in the floor. Taraso. T-A-R-R-A-S-O. T-A-R-R-A-S-O. Tell the person on your left, on your right. Taraso. Taraso. Okay? Taraso, to be troubled in the spirit. Luan.
Luin.
This is the correct luin, not the wrong luin. You can be correctly luin also, right? Taraso. John chapter 13, verse 21. When Jesus had said this thing, he was troubled in spirit. He testified and said, most assuredly I say to you, one of you will betray me. John 13, verse 21. John 13, verse 21. I'm making reference to Jesus, okay? Jesus is the perfect man, right? His spirit felt the sensation. His spirit, his soul, his body was pure. So he could recognize. He felt the actual signal from the Holy Spirit. He could recognize it. This one, very, very, very important in the last days. Sometimes, you know, when we want to go out, we want to go to a shopping mall, you feel trouble in your spirit. Don't know why. That is taraso. Hello? Very important. Right? Few days ago, I received a WhatsApp. You know, even in the Lam Hoa E hospital, people can run and mock. Somebody bring a petrol bomb, run in, throw the bomb. The doctor, who was a specialist, got burned 90% of his body. Anywhere, my friend. Hospital Lam Hoa E in Penang. Hospital, you thought very safe, right? Someone outside. We continue. We were talking about your spirit sensations. How's everything good?
Okay.
Praise God. So your spiritual sensation, number one, we say you sigh. Sighing is a burden of prayer. It's not your normal sighing. It's a spiritual sighing. What's the name? Stenazo. Your spirit, stenazo. Okay? Your spirit sigh. Means God gave you a burden to pray, you must pray. We are talking about you have to walk in the spirit. Last week you said we want to have an eye for the spirit. You must walk in the spirit. But you have to walk in the spirit. If you cannot recognize the signal that the Holy Spirit is giving to you, what's the point? So you must recognize. Sometimes the Holy Spirit speaks to us. We must learn, recognize, and respond. You have sighing, number one, stenazo, the Greek word. When there is a sigh, a feeling, a pressure, an anguish inside, you must go and pray. What's the number two word? Embry maumai. Embry maumai. You groan. There's a feeling of anger mixed with authority. Why these things keep happening and no breakthrough yet or whatever. Suddenly a feeling drop inside you. It's a Holy Spirit signal. Embry maumai. You groan inside. You groan inside. But how do you respond? Some people respond in doubt, unbelief. Maybe it's not for me lah. You know, why these things keep happening? Maybe it's not for me. But if it should activate, it should stir up the gift of faith. It should trigger the gift of faith, the spiritual gift of faith. And you begin to cooperate with God and release the gift of faith, trigger miracles, right? We give a few examples. Now we are in the third feeling. Taraso, to be troubled in spirit. John chapter 13, verse 21. Jesus was troubled in his spirit. He said, one of you will betray me. This one very important, right? Like what I say, even in hospital, in shopping mall, anything can happen. Terrorists can go, people can throw petrol bomb, anything can happen. But we have a Holy Spirit who knows everything, right? That's why we are supposed to walk in the spirit. If the Holy Spirit knows the danger is there, and He gives you your spirit the signal, you suddenly you're happy, and you just celebrate everything happy, and there was a party, or Merdeka, dinner, then suddenly you feel trouble inside. Why? Holy Spirit is giving you signal. What should you do? Hey, God, what is it? Maybe I shouldn't go to Midari. I should go to Wan Utama. Really, really, I'm telling you the truth. Many times, my wife and myself, our family, we take that step of faith. You feel troubled, don't go. I don't know what will happen. It may not be a bomb there, but maybe if you go there, your car got scratched or whatever. 1,001 possibilities. But that is the way God protects us from danger. We have to recognize the sense. It is a sense that something is wrong. Okay? Something is wrong. This is not being superstitious, okay? Please, don't say, hey, why you learn all this? We are learning the sensations of your spirit. I mean, all this was felt by Jesus, right? to some people, this tarazo can impact them very badly. Maybe it was a great danger ahead. It impact them until it affect their bodies. Something else. So they felt so troubled until it affected their body. I've never experienced that. I don't know whether you have or not. The feeling trouble until you cannot move. You are like frozen in feet. For no reason, it affected your body. You feel sick in your stomach, like you don't want to go anywhere. You thought you are sick. God is giving you a signal. Hey, it will save you a lot of trouble. So many difficulties in life could have been avoided if you and I are sensitive to the sensation in your spirit. If you respond to taraso. Then say taraso.
Taraso.
One is technazo, embri maumai, taraso. Okay?
Taraso.
Sigh for prayer, embri maumai, groan, trigger the gift of faith. Right? Taraso tells you danger. Amen? Now something more important. Splak ni zomai. Splak ni zomai. Compassion. S-P-L-A-G. S-P-L-A-G-C-H. S-P-L-A-G-C-H-N-I. Splak ni. S-P-L-A-G-C-H-N-I. Splak ni zomai. Z-O-M-A-I. Okay, I repeat. S-P-L-A-G-C-H-N-I-Z-O-M-A-I. Splak ni zomai. This word is called compassion. It happened. It only occurred 12 times in the New Testament. Charles Spurgeon said, this word is coined by the disciple. They don't have such word in the Greek one. It is only a noun when they talk about compassion. But the disciples coined this word, splak ni zomai, to become a verb. Because it's something so deep, so difficult to understand. It means your gut, your intestine, the depth of your very being. You know, the people say the seat of your emotions is in your gut. You feel everything the most inside you. Okay, so this is splak ni zomai. Many people, you know, some people experience some suffering or sorrow. We as good people, we always go, it's okay, brother. It's okay, sister. I understand. Half of the time, we don't understand. But we have to be good people to comfort people. I understand. I know what you're going through. I understand. That 50% of the time, we don't fully understand. We understand, but we don't fully understand, right? But splak ni zomai is when Jesus look at everything, when he say, I understand you, he understand you 100% like he was in your place. If he look at the beggar, he could identify, he could feel what the beggar was feeling 100%. Can you understand that? That one really can say, I understand you. That is the word compassion. Move with compassion. Splak ni zomai. Give this splak ni zomai will trigger a gift of healing. Wow. This splak ni zomai trigger gift of healing. 12 times, at least 9 times, Jesus was moved with compassion, triggered healing, triggered creative miracles, triggered multiplication of food. See, all these are little details in the Bible we didn't see. Mark chapter 1, verse 41. Jesus moved with splak ni zomai, stretched out his hand, touched him, and said to him, I am willing, be cleansed. Mark chapter 1, verse 41. Before the gift of healing was released, Jesus could identify with the person in sickness. Hello? Very often we don't write. You know, that's why sometimes we don't have the compassion for sick people. But when you are moved with compassion, what is this compassion? It is not just love. It is a power. It is life. It is frequency. It is wave that is inside God. And when you have that, you resonate with what God has. God has compassion. And when you have that, you resonate with the frequency of God, and it releases a wave that will bring healing. Wow. When Jesus could understand, he was moved with compassion, and that wave that he carried, that was released from his hand, activated the gift of healing. Catherine Kuhlman, remember Catherine Kuhlman I mentioned last week, right? Catherine Kuhlman, when she was not the healing evangelist that she was known, She attended healing meetings. Every time she went to the healing meetings, she went back, she cried. She said, what about those people who were never healed? Yes, there were many testimonies of people healed, but she was moved with splutness on mine. She always cried and she always looked at, you know, not everybody gets prayed for. Last time they used prayer card. Before you come in, you take a number. You take a number, then the evangelist up on the stage will say, I will pray for number 7. Oh, thank God, hallelujah. The person number 7, the third one, I'm number 7. And he got healed. It worked like that, you know. So this was what happened. And sometimes the evangelist is very gracious. Now I will pray for those who don't have number today. I actually heard William Branham say, I will now pray for who doesn't have number today. Are you? Okay, rise up. Okay, I can see. You are staying in Kota Damansara, Jalan whatever. You are now staying in your mother-in-law's place. You are suffering for this sickness for 3 months already. You go back now, you are healed. William Branham, he operated under that gift. So, but no number. But most people, they have a card. They come, oh, today card finished already. Never mind, they just attend. I call 11, oh, praise God. And then got healed. So Catherine come and say, why? You know, why? Is there a better way? So she was moved with compassion. What about those people who didn't get prayer? Those evangelists, you know why they started with a number? Because it started with the prayer line. You know, when they have healing revival camp, they queue up to pray for one after another. I'm one of those. When I was a baby, a child, my parents were not Christians. I was very sick. I was being brought in the prayer line and I was healed. I think so, right? Yeah, correct. So I'm a testimony of a healing from a prayer line. So very tired, you know. The pastor, imagine, I pray at 2 a.m. still not finished. So long. This is when the revival happens. Keep praying, be healed in Jesus. Then the next one, what sickness? Okay, in the name of Jesus, be healed. Whole line, 2 o'clock, 3 o'clock, still cannot finish. So very tired, tomorrow cannot do meeting. So they maybe ask God for wisdom, do prayer card. My prayer card, Catherine Coleman was moved with compassion. What about those people who didn't get healed? Wow. So she began to operate so differently. She asked everybody to worship and then she will come into the stage. She didn't need to pray for people. When she's in the stage, when the Holy Spirit is there, God begins to heal them, all of them. She didn't even know people got healed. She didn't even pray for people. That was Catherine Coleman. What was the secret? Spluck me, Zomai. Compassion. Okay? It's different from mercy. It's different from love. It's a wave. It's a frequency. It's a power. It's a force. And you are moved with compassion. The same also with another great servant of God who has gone over to be God, Brother DGS Dina Karen. And he looked at the crowd. He was moved with compassion. And he prayed, you can see that tears flow up down from his eyes. You know, he looked at the people. He didn't just look at people. He looked at their needs. He felt the compassion of God. That was what his son told us, told everyone. The secret of his father's ministry. He bore the burdens of the people. The needs of the people. So when the father died, the son said, God, who will now carry the burdens of the people? They know him as Uncle Dinakaran. And he looked at them, he was moved with compassion. He just said, Jesus. Boom! The healing power was released. Out in a multitude of people. He didn't say anything. But when he was moved with compassion, he said, Jesus! Just like that. Boom! People were healed everywhere. They recognized the spirit sensation. Moved with compassion. Mark chapter 1 verse 41. The other one, Matthew 14:14. You can go back. There are other 12 altogether verses about compassion. Matthew 14:14. When Jesus went out, he saw a great multitude and he was moved with compassion for them and he healed their sick. Splat me zomai, when you feel it, it is from the bottom of your gut. It is a key to healings, to creative power. It is a stirring inside you. You feel stirred. When you look at the sick person, you don't. Some people look at a sick person, sick, no? Go and see doctor. Take Panadol. Correct, right? Take Panadol. Hey, now modern technology. But some people are different. They look at the sick people. They move with compassion. I recall one of our one of the persons who attended our gathering, there was one day he said he saw someone attempted suicide, and the people go and save the person from killing himself. He said he was moved with compassion, he began to cry for that person. It didn't stop there. What is the result? Usually when you're moved with compassion, you will surely do something where you normally won't do one. You think, I have my fun, now I go and see that person. He actually took the effort to go to the hospital to look for that person. First time I went to the hospital, couldn't find that person because I special case, my depression, I had to commit suicide. Next time go, find. And he could pray for that person. And you're moved with compassion, you do that. But some people say, yeah, stupid, but now I go and commit suicide. Your father raised you to commit suicide. I mean, you're cold like nobody's business, right? Maybe at first you have that, you know, compassion, then suddenly you feel stupid. That's why you and I respond differently. When you respond differently, you miss. You miss what God wants to do through you. You get it or not? So those people who always call people stupid, who only see all those things, you miss what the Holy Spirit wants to do. It is in those times, you look at a sick person, you look at whatever, you look at a beggar, you must be trying to cheat my money. syndicate one. This beggar must be syndicate. But what if on that day God wants you to deliver that beggar? Correct or not? Maybe inside his heart he has been praying for 6 months. Not praying, but he look up to the sky. If ever there is a God, send someone. Help me, I cannot walk. But on that day, your eyes fell on that beggar. You had a compassion stirring. But you responded differently. Syndicate. You missed that opportunity. It sounds funny, but do you see or not? Do you see? Why all of you are laughing? That means all of us are the same. Oh, syndicate below. No, that was how, remember? Who? They went to the temple. Paul and Silas, was it Peter or was it Peter and the dealer? Huh? And they saw the beggar. Every day they always saw the beggar, but on that day, he said, silver and gold have I not, but in the name of Jesus, you are stirred up in compassion. Correct or not? Every day you walk past and looking at the beggar, but on that day stirred with compassion. Okay, I think I will just stop there because we have some other things to cover. So how many we cover four? Other times we continue because there are many other sensations also. Okay, now we go to the practical part. We know stagnazo, we know embri momai. What is the third one? Taraso, and you know, splagmi zomai. You go out, people will say, crazy, why you come here? Why say, learn all these things? Splagmi zomai, okay? People will think, what's going on? Now, I want to go to, maybe I finish one more. You want one more?
Yeah.
Huh?
Altogether.
Oh, there are many. He got trouble, he got taraso suddenly. Trouble inside him. So we have four, now five. Okay, this one bonus because Victor came and gave him one bonus. Number five, sumatorio. Dedicated specially for Victor and sumatorio. S-U-M-M-A-R. Sumatorio, T-U-R-E-O, sumatorio, S-U-M-M-A-R-T-U-R-E-O, that is the witness of the Spirit. I thought of finishing this one very important. Sumatorio is the witness of the Spirit. There are many verses, I just give you one, Romans chapter 8 verse 16, your Spirit will bear witness, right?
Witness
of the Spirit. W-I-T-N-E-S-S. Witness. You know, in a legal court, you have witness, right? You'll get witness to say, on that day, I saw the person wear blue shirt. He was speaking there, and then he went, killed that person. He was a witness. Okay, this sumatorio is jointly testifying. You are able to jointly tell the truth about what happened. Jointly, okay? In the English word is corroborate. Okay, corroborate. I don't know whether you know this English word. In a legal sense, corroborate means, let's say, in a crime scene, okay? They found a dead person, then they want to catch a murder. So they found many evidence, right? They found guitar, they found a drum, and they found a knife and all this. Is guitar a corroborating evidence about a murder? No. Or maybe. But the person didn't die from guitar being he died from wounds. So is guitar a corroborating evidence? No. But is a knife a corroborating evidence? Yes. Corroborate. It match, it can bear witness with what happened. So, you know, lawyers, they have to submit corroborating evidence. They cannot simply take any evidence and say, nah, that show is a, this person killed. No, you must be able to identify. Police take so many samples, this one not corroborating. I'm not going to submit. I take this one. Your spirit bear witness. Corroborating. Corroborating. Jointly testify. This is your inside feeling of green light or red light. Very important for business people. You want to go ahead or don't go ahead, Holy Spirit will give you green light or red light. You must learn to recognize when is it green, when is it red. At first you don't know, of course you rely on prophet, right? Prophet, can I do this or not? It's not wrong, we start there, but we cannot forever prophet, right? If one day no prophet, then how?
Bring the prophet
for a meeting. It's not wrong. You know, many years ago, I also tried that. I mean, I also did that. I think before I came to KL, yeah, I wanted corroborating evidence. You know, I got a job here. I don't know whether I should travel to KL. So I went to this place, and the pastor said, I saw green light. So here I am today. If not, I'm still in Penang, right? So, prophetic words, prophecy should corroborate, should bear witness also. What I'm trying to say is, when you receive prophecy, it should also bear witness. Cannot be, you are here, you are doing a business, then I know a person who's a businessman, then suddenly he receives a prophecy, I see a vision, you are a pastor of a great church. He got so troubled, he come and ask me, am I called to be a pastor? Does it corroborate inside him? No, he's troubled. Well, I'm a businessman, must I now go and open a big church? I saw you. I see a big church. You stand in front of the big church. But if that person has a wrong ambition, wow, big church, big money. Correct, no? Because he's a businessman. Wow, big money. Maybe, and he said, corroborating not the spirit, corroborating with the greed. So very dangerous also. We'll go to that shortly. Okay? So bear witness, sumaturio is very important. The green light, sumaturio, the green light, or the... Sometimes you want to do something, there's a check before you fall into a scam. Many times you fell into a scam, we despise the signal. There are many signals, ting-tang, 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 check, inside you feel like, aiyah, why, like, should I go or not? This one, usually, wise are better. My wife will tell me, don't do it. Then inside, the man will graciously say, go lah, can go one, can do one. And wife will say, don't do, I don't feel good. All right. That's why I must listen to the wife.
Sumaturio.
When the wife speaks through the Holy Spirit, sumaturio. Sometimes guy don't know what that. Wow, good, I can see the money coming, breakthrough, great, good deal. But the wife's like, hey, I feel not comfortable, sumaturio. But don't ever abuse all you learn here in your relationship, you know what I mean? You just want, don't want your husband to go do that, you say, hey, now I'm sumaturio, no? I don't know why, it's sumaturio, you know? Can also, people can also. No, you learn all day to manipulate your husband. And now I stand also with you, you know? Let's go and pray. Hello. Please, all this must be back. Joseph, I stand also with you. So all this learn, and that's why sometimes I don't think we want to teach all this, because if we are not mature, we will abuse all these things, okay? But we should also, because I realize, you know, they have discovered only vegetarian, they lack the animal instinct. You know what I mean? In America, they conducted a research those basketball players or football players, feed them vegetable, vegetarian. Suddenly they don't have the instinct to score. They become very good players. Let's play but don't have instinct to score. Feed them with meat. The instinct comes back. You know, what does it tell us? You cannot just drink milk. As Christian, you also eat meat. Sometimes we don't have meat, that's why you don't have the instinct to go further. All are very good Christian. Yeah, very good, very blessed. Good or not good? Blessed or not blessed? Just drink milk, man. No instinct. No instinct to go after new territories. No breakthrough. I see the need there. God, why not you send me there? You know what I mean? No lah. Now we are comfortable. Now it's a blessing year. Year of blessing. 2018, year of blessing. 2019, year of double blessing. It's always like that. 2020, year of triple blessing.
Vegetable.
Always no instinct. But those, you see, Chuck Pierce or whoever, instinct, this is the year of double door. Not blessing, double door. Year of overcoming, advancing. There is something, you know, you go and engage and pierce the darkness or whatever. So sometimes you also need to eat something deeper, meat. A bit hard to digest, like Stagnazo, Sumatorio, all that. But good for you and good for me. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. So okay, now I want to make it clear. You have to, it is a development, okay? It is not natural, and you have to differentiate with your natural feeling. Don't say when you are troubled, you are taraso. Okay? Don't say you are hungry, you are taraso. It's different. Natural feeling must be distinguished from spiritual feelings, okay? And there are development stages. Your compassion, your sighing, they have stages. It can be increased, it can be decreased, it can be developed. Do you know that? Your splachnizoma, your compassion, the sighing, all that can be developed. Can increase, can decrease. You find suddenly why you mix with this type of people, it decreases. It's not that your anointing has gone away. So you have to recognize, why when I mix with this type of people, decrease. When I mix with this type of people, increase. What should you do? Practically, leave that person, leave those people. Understand? Who you associate with can also have an effect on your spiritual sensation. I recall there was one time, my wife and myself, our spirit was sensitized and all that. Then we go to a church, feel so dead, everything is right. It's a very blessed church. But you go in, they say, so dead, I don't feel like going anymore. After you have been exposed to some spirit, sensitive, to sensitize your spiritual senses, you go, why here so dead, man? Everyone say very happy, very happy. But you feel dead. It's a sign that's telling you. Why still say that? It doesn't increase it. Amen? Okay? And now, okay? So you have to develop, you have to watch the degrees as it develops, and the natural feeling, you must distinguish against it. Let's look at John chapter 14. John chapter 14, verse 27 to 28. Who has found John 14, 27, 28? Please read John 14, verses 27 to 28.
Peace I leave with you. My peace I give to you. Not as the world gives, will I give to you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid.
So now I'm trying to help you how to be able to distinguish your natural feelings and your spiritual sensation. Right? It's very important, right? What is it now, Tarazo? Or is it just me being scared? Correct or not? Because you read a lot, you receive a lot of WhatsApp messages, you scared already. You know, I did not go to shopping mall. I did not go to hospital. Why? You receive many WhatsApp. Some people like to forward you many scary messages, right? The more you see, don't go, stay at home, better stay at home, the safest place. That's not taraso, okay? Correct or not? That's not taraso. So how do you differentiate? In John chapter 14, it says, let not, verse 27 to 28, it says, let not your heart be troubled. Right? Let not your heart be troubled. How do you not let your heart be troubled? I also think, what is this? Correct or not? How do you not let your heart be troubled? Then when I turn to the Passion Translation, very powerful. And I look at the Passion Translation, verse 27, it says, don't
yield to fear. Don't yield to trouble. Wow. Do you see that? How do you not let your heart be troubled? Don't yield to the fear. Don't yield to anxiety. My friends, are you following me? In your life, in my life, you will be faced with problem. It's normal, right? We have gone through that. To enter the kingdom of God, there will be many tribulations, right? Acts, we have gone through that. That's the door series. Then, we talk about, that's the door series. In our lives, we will have many troubles. Where am I? My train of thought lost. What is it again?
Don't
yield. Many things will happen in our lives, correct? Huh? But you and I have a choice to make. You can yield to trouble, yield to the worry, yield to the anxiety, or yield to the Holy Spirit. That's walking in the Spirit. Hey, I'm telling you practical. You know? I tried it in my life. Something happened, I can be scared, I can be worried. I can respond. That means when I respond that manner, I'm yielding to the worry. I'm yielding. What is yielding? Chinese say, 降服, you bow down to it. You surrender to the fear. It takes over you. Yield to it. You release yourself to the fear. You release yourself to the anxiety. Correct? Huh? Instead of that, I yield to the Holy Spirit. It's a choice, it's a decision. Praise God. I tried it and I said, wow, what a difference it makes in your life. Does it mean I don't care about what is going on? No. Does it mean I'm not loving? I don't go and some people say, yeah, how come you're not worried? No, you don't care one. Well, you don't no concern one. How come you're not worried about your children? You're not concerned one. See, that's not right. It's not that. It's not you're not worried or you're not concerned. You don't yield to the anxiety. You don't yield to the worry. But instead, when you yield to the Holy Spirit, what if the Holy Spirit give a signal to you and it activates the gift of faith? When the gift of faith is activated, you have a solution for that problem. You trigger miracles that answer the problem. Hello, are you seeing it? You can easily yield yourself to worry and you get into the same cycle again. Worry, sad, depressed. Worry, sad, depressed. And you cannot come up and you don't worship. And you then you come to church again. You come to meetings again. You get refreshed again. Oh, thank you for the word today. Then you forgot. You go back. For something happened, you yield to the fear. Yield to the anger. Yield to the anxiety. Things can make you angry. You yield to it. You did not yield to the Spirit. Hello, please catch me. Gift of faith, gift of healing, all these things, the gifts that God put inside you are weapons, right? Please listen to me carefully. Weapons, right? In a football, striker is the most important one, right? Can score goal, right? All the defender will try to kick the ball, pretend, but actually kick the leg, right? If possible, kick the leg until you got injured so there's no more striker. Correct, huh? Dish, dish, dish. Why? Hello, why is it? Hello, look at me. You go after the weapon. Weapon is dangerous for the team, right? Enemy knows your weapon. Enemy knows the gift of healing inside you, gift of faith inside you, all the things inside you. He comes after that thing. That's the thing that will trigger your gift. Do you see that? He attacks you. He knows that if you can release that gift of faith, you will release many miracles in your life. But he attacks it so that you won't have faith. When things happen, you are angry. You don't have that, but you are angry. You yield to anger, you miss that opportunity to score a goal. Wow. Look with me. Stagnazo is a sign. But if instead of you responding with a burden of prayer, you live a habit of complaining. This one why so no good one. Everything no good one. The enemy knew. If you pray, something will happen. So if you yield to your habitual complaining lifestyle, You miss your stenazo moment. You miss that burden that God could have released to you and pray and have that breakthrough. Right? Because you yield to the flesh. You yield to the complaining. Wow. You see that, right? Instead of stenazo, you complain. Instead of every maumai, you are angry. You blame people. Aiyah, why this thing happened? You know, you are not happy with that. You blame. Must be this lah. Must be that lah. Huh? Must be Rosie. Huh? Eh, must be Joseph. Must be your grandparents. Must be everybody. You miss the opportunity to trigger the gift, the weapon that God gives to you. God said, every good and perfect gift just comes from the Father of Light. You and I have the gift inside you. Instead of tarazo, you are always in a habit of worry. Man. You receive message, you feel worried. You receive anything, you are agitated. Ayah, don't go to it. So instead of sensing danger, you are all the time fearful. How can you sense danger? God wants to give you signal also cannot. You, for you, all also worry, all also danger. You might as well wear a bone suit, right? Dun, 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 dun. Do you see or not? Enemy could smell, could discern the frequency of your weapon. Before you can release it, the enemy stop you. Send circumstances your way so that you will not release that. But you yield to the flesh. How do you do that? You either walk in the spirit, you yield to the Holy Spirit, or you yield to the flesh. Hello, are you catching it? Instead of splatni zomai, you are very critical of people. Right? I already give you an example. Say they care. Right? You don't pretend one. Right? You criticize people. Right? And God sends circumstances. At first you're a compassion, you have compassion. You begin to be critical. Another one. The enemy could see your gift. He arranges circumstances. You get people who, you know, you give kindness very much, they will not repay you with kindness and scold you back. Do you still want to be compassionate? The one, right? Enemies has already kicked the cycle. You think what? Easy, huh? Oh, always everything, all loving one come to you. Good boy, all compassion. They don't need that, they don't need the miracle. But the beggar, they're waiting. But just because of one bad experience, one time you help a beggar, turn out to be a syndicate. You help one beggar, turn out to be a syndicate, he reported you to the police. Oh, you got angry. I thought I helped him. Like, this is a bad example. I thought about beggar. But what if he is a church member? You help a church member, you help a pastor, you help a leader, you give so much, and he betrayed you. You close your heart. I will never be so kind anymore. Now I want to grow wise. You forgot that you close yourself. Not grow wise. Yes, we have to be wise. But the enemy succeeded in closing your splat knees or mine. Wow. The kingdom of God has missing minus one gift of healing. One disappeared. You need to go with it. Okay. God bless you, sister. Oh, yeah. No. So the kingdom has just was but less one person with the gift of healing. Do you see that? Look? Do you see that? I'm not saying Sister Rosie got one person less. I'm saying when you respond negatively, just one missing. And you yourself deprive yourself, you deprive the world of the blessings that God intends to bless you through. And you deprive yourself of God, the destiny God has for you. Is it worth it? Because you yield to the negative flesh. Amen. Okay, I think we have covered quite a lot. I have another part, maybe we'll go another day. Are you following me? So you see, the enemy's strategy is always, you think the enemy simply shoot on a boom, 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 boom. Enemy targets key weapons. He knew he attacked us at a place where he knew we will bring blessing, we will bring breakthrough, we will bring something from God to the world and to yourself. Amen. So, just to, in closing,
that is why we started last week. You and I must be a resting place for the Holy Spirit. When you are the resting place of the Holy Spirit, you can discern the different spiritual sensations. Amen. Correct. If you are in, you always yield. So it's a choice. How do you be the resting place of the Holy Spirit? You yield to the flow of the Holy Spirit inside you. The first lesson is you must discern. You must discern the Christ, the Spirit of Christ that abides in you. Not many people has learned that, but you and I must learn. Sometimes you go to church, you feel the presence of God or something. You feel, hey, is that the anointing? Then ask yourself, how do I get that? Can I get that at home? And you begin to develop that. Now you begin, oh, Holy Spirit. So at any point in time, you should be able to just close your eyes and engage with the Holy Spirit and yield to the Holy Spirit and say, Lord, I love you. I adore you. I look to you now. You know, I can just breathe in and close my eyes and I try to connect with the Holy Spirit. Lord, I love you. I thank you. You are with me. And I must be able to now sense inside me the flow of the Holy Spirit. Hello? I'm giving a live example. I should thank you, Jesus. You are with me. I must know, I must sense the abiding presence immediately. I must, you and I, hello? You and I must train ourselves that we can at any point engage the Holy Spirit and sense the abiding presence. That is yielding to the Spirit. So that at any point, when there is an attack, you know, something happened, something blew up, will cause you to be angry. Something happened that will cause you to be confused. Something happened that will cause you to be fearful. Will you yield to that or yield to the flow inside? That's all. That's how we are developing to be the resting place of the Holy Spirit. Do you get it? Can you understand? You must learn to, Lord, you are with me now. I feel that. And when everything is in a mess, in a storm, I don't yield to that reality. Very real, right? Very, very real. Things that are happening. Oh, you die, I don't know, no money, like, or this one. Like, very real happening. I can immediately yield to that, yield to anger. That is all. That's why the Bible says, walk in the Spirit and you shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. You shall not yield to it. But we always choose to yield. So that beautiful translation. In a normal translation, it says, do not be troubled. But this translation is, don't yield to the fear. Don't yield to the anxiety. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Are you learning something this evening?
Yes.
Amen. Amen. Do you have any question? Oh, I got opportunity to ask. Do you don't ask? Any question? Nobody has any question. Any questions about what we learned today? No, no question.
Just not the fuel, it's actually in Greek.
Greek, yeah. Not Hebrew, Greek.
So you're talking about the anger, and, but in different situation, I say like, happened that you are in charge of a certain thing, and then somebody call you. Okay. So for example, the car was parking there, and it's under our charge. And this man, he just trespassed, and he locked, he just climbed the car. And this man was just so crazy, he kept kicking the clam.
Mm.
And then somebody called you, then just go there and rebuke him, because from far, you already sense that this person have an unclean spirit. So after when you suddenly get angry, and then just rebuke the person. Then we will know, then the person was he awakened. And then it was okay, he asked, Sadi Sahib, what about? And then the police said, hey, this is your friend.
Oh.
I happened one time.
Yes.
So that our anger is called what type of anger, you see?
It must be an indignation. Indignation means your anger because you felt an injustice. But it must be mixed with authority. The anger comes with authority. That's the one just now we say. Anger embry bauman. So it releases a gift of faith for you to rebuke the spirit behind it. But this kind of thing, we must also practice wisdom, because sometimes you can just rebuke inside, you don't have to rebuke that person like that. Correct. Because sometimes, what if the person react violently? Correct. Inside, yes, it comes up and you say, because it's not the person, it's the spirit behind you. You don't have to confront him. But that is a good example. But all that we do, of course, we practice wisdom. You know what I mean? Some people, if it is a stronger evil spirit, even more violent.
But the distance was quite far.
You can always, in the heart, it comes, it will activate the gift of faith. Could be that person is a big person, but you're not scared. That's trigger the gift of faith.
There's around 20 witnesses. There was a Christian, one of them was a Christian. He asked me, actually, what happened? The police asked, but I do not want to explain. So I just say it's not my friend, but I just say suddenly he become like that. Because why you explain to them that these police are Malay, and then you get into a lot of trouble. Okay. Happened once ago.
So you recognize, you think back, has it happened before? You recognize those spiritual sensations, you learn, you recognize, you respond. It's a development. And of course, we want to be the resting place of the Holy Spirit.
Also, sometimes when things happen, but there is another area would be like the Holy Spirit is telling you guiding you or telling you certain method to overcome or to avoid that kind of situation.
Yes.
So you just follow the guide of the Holy Spirit.
Yes. You should bear witness. You can be having all kinds of ideas, but suddenly one comes spontaneously, but it must bear witness inside you. Suddenly you feel this is the right thing. It's a supernatural piece that hey, this is the right thing to do. Even though it defies logic. But we must recognize that. Sometimes you learn recognition by mistake, but it doesn't matter. Then you go and do, and you don't tell, the one is not Holy Spirit. That's just my creed. You know what I mean? That's just my own human wisdom. This happens all the time. No need to be ashamed, no need to admit. Happen to us. It's a part of the learning process. Correct? So, but as long as you are a resting place, you don't easily yield to all these negative emotions, then you and I can easily identify and recognize. But if you are always in the habit of all these negative emotions, it makes it very difficult. Okay? So this evening, let's rise, let's pray and ask the Holy Spirit, ask God to open this avenue in our lives. Say we want to walk in the Spirit, and ask God, say, tell the Holy Spirit, from today, increase this spiritual sensation in my life, develop it in my life. I want to be led by you, I want to be guided by you, I want to walk in the Spirit, I want to walk in the Spirit, and I want to learn. I want to be a resting place for the Holy Spirit. Can you do that this evening? Let's just talk to the Holy Spirit. So whatever we have learned today, don't just, there's no point if it is just an information. We have to experience it, we have to have it in our lives. So this is a good opportunity. We talk to the Holy Spirit, say, Lord, increase this in my life. It's good that you and I take this time and tell God, maybe we are sorry, Lord. I've been living in a habit, in a culture of negative emotions. I react, I yield to fear, to worry, to anxiety, to anger, to lust, to many, many different things in my life, to greed, to pride. Sometimes we yield to the pride inside us, or I know better. Even when the Holy Spirit is speaking, but because of the pride inside us, we say, I know better. So take this time and ask God, Lord, forgive me, I humble myself before you. I need you, Holy Spirit. Thank you.
how many times I missed your leading and your guidance, how I could have avoided the mistakes, how I could have avoided all the troubles in my life if I have learned to be sensitive to your leading, to your guidance. You speak to me. Lord, beginning from today, I want to develop a more intimate relationship with you. That is your prayer. Come, lift your hands and talk to him now. Come talk to him now. Shake Robogo Shakarabarian. Rohonto Korean Naraba Shereberiando. Come talk to him. Shikarabariando Robo Shikaraba. Robo Shekereberianda. Shakarababariana. Just take a few minutes, let's just repent and ask God to forgive us.